أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the fate and the outcome of those who chose to reject the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and who opposed the messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that they will suffer failure in this world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to give a description of the punishment that they will face in Akhirah, the type of drink that they will be served and that they will be forced to have over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in ayah number 18 of Surah Ibrahim that, okay, you have the disbelievers, you have those who have rejected the Rusul and the messengers of Allah and who refuse to embrace the message of the Prophet, but many of them do carry out good deeds, acts of charity, acts of kindness, and these type of deeds, good deeds that they perform, and they do it many a times, you find that it is done out of genuine sincerity and care. What happens to those a'mal? What happened to those deeds and actions that they perform in this world that were motivated by compassion, by mercy, by love? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. The example and the similitude of those who have committed kufr. They have committed disbelief in their Rabb. Before we go on to explain the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites, if we look at the word kufr, which we translate as disbelief, it is literally translated as ungratefulness and ingratitude. Kufr, kafara, the kaf, fa and ra. You will find in the dictionary that it is not originally translated as disbelief, but it is translated as ingratitude and ungratefulness. Because disbelief in Allah is the height of ingratitude, it is the height of ungratefulness, that is why disbelief is called kufr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the person, Allah gives the person existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the person to enjoy health, wealth, and the comforts and the provisions of dunya, yet the person does not accept Allah as his ilah. Can there be any other ungratefulness and ingratitude that is higher and more severe than that? That is why disbelief is called kufr. So Allah speaks about the a'mal, the deeds that they perform. Allah says, a'maluhum karamad. Allah says their actions are like ramad. What is a ramad? Ramad, ashes. Ashes, when you burn something and it is reduced to ashes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the example of the a'mal. It is like ashes. Ishtaddat bihi rih fi yawmin asif. A severe wind comes on a stormy day and it blows those ashes all over the place. Try and bring those ashes back together. Try and collect those ashes. Try and gather those ashes and put them in the place they were. It will be impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the example of their deeds. It will benefit them in this dunya. It will definitely be of benefit to them in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in akhirah, لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the year after, they will not be able to earn anything out of what they did in this world. Why? Kufr. Because of kufr. Disbelief. That is the greatest crime that the person has committed against Allah. Sometimes you have a criminal, a very good person, in terms of generosity, in terms of kindness, in terms of his compassion and love that he shows for others. But he has committed a serious crime against another human being. The judge who is going to pass judgment is not going to look at his kindness and his generosity and say, well, this man is a generous person, and looking at his generosity, we will declare him to be innocent. No. Justice deserves what? That he is charged. and he is detained for the crime that he had committed. So the greatest crime that they have committed is kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no deed will prove to be of benefit in akhirah. In this world, Allah gives them, you know, the return of the good deeds that they perform. But as far as akhirah is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. They will not be able to earn anything out of what they had, out of the actions that they performed in this world. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is indeed a distant misguidance. How distant and how far away a misguidance that is, that they do good deeds in this world, yet in the akhirah it proves to be of no benefit to them. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not see that it is Allah who created the heavens and the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these huge creations of His bilhaq, with justice and with truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them properly. إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, He can remove you. He can remove you from earth because of your kufr, because of your sin, because of your disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove you. He has the power to do so. The same Allah who brought you into existence and who brought the heavens and the earth into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He can remove you from the earth. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring another creation and another creature in your place. And look at the example we have with the jinn. Earth was populated by jinn. Jinn were the very first inhabitants on earth. But they caused mischief and corruption on earth. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the malaika to have them removed and banished from earth. And they were banished to very remote areas on the planet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the human race in their place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He wants, He can remove you as a people, as a community, as a race, and have you replaced by others, بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, by a new creation of His. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is not difficult for Allah in the least. May Allah grant us the understanding.